Hi, I'm Heaton Shaw.
And I'm Stelly Efty.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how startups are hard and they aren't for everyone.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
Yes. So this is going to be a really like uplifting, cheerful episode.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
It's like I've been struggling with like the flu or whatever, zombie bite attack or something. I've been feeling horrible physically for the last 2 weeks. And as a result, also mentally. And Heaton was telling me how he had like a shitty week. And we're like, oh, we feel so horrible. And then when we walked through the list of all the topics we wanted to talk about, we're like, let's start with the startups are really hard and not for everyone, since we're already in that mood.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for inspiration, maybe this is going to turn into a really inspiring episode. But maybe this is also going to be, you know, a more gloomy one. We'll see how this is going to turn out. But let's talk about what about startups is hard. Why are startups so hard?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're generally starting from scratch, and you're saying, hey, I'm going to build a business, and first I have to probably get a team or build something myself. So you got to find a way to build something, and then after you. There's all kinds of nuances to that, like, why we have, tactics like customer development and do things like user research and, sales calls to sort of figure out like what people want to buy and all this kind of stuff. It's because all we're trying to do is figure out what to build and make sure that we can make money on it. And that's like creating like new economic value. It's pretty hard because people don't like to give up their money, basically. And that's your path, right? In any business, even if it's a consumer business, in the long run, someone's got to give you money for something for you to be a business. And so I think just fundamentally starting a business is hard. And if you've never sort of done it before, it's like you don't know how it feels. You don't know how hard it actually is. And, one of the reasons like this topic is like really, really, really interesting to me is like this thing I hear from people. And then I'd love to hear what you think about this, Stelly. I think we've talked about it at least a couple times in different ways, but this idea that like a founder will come to me and like I'm giving them advice. I do this like more than I ever thought I would, to be honest. Just advice. That's a whole different story. But and they'll be like, hey, like it's my first time. They'll just have to add that based on some advice I'm giving them. And sometimes I feel like, well, did I make them feel like I'm talking from experience? Or what is it that made them feel like they had to say that? Today, like, I think it's hard. And people say things like that, like, it's my first time to like feel okay about it. And I'm like, yeah, well, there's a lot of first times that need to happen in a startup. And so if you keep feeling like it's your first time, then yeah, it is hard. And you're going to feel like it's hard. And I don't know if that's really healthy. And so that's part of my thinking. I heard that many times this week.
Yeah, we definitely have talked about this before. I think that to me, at least, my first gut reaction to if somebody justifies, their challenge or something being hard for them with it's their first time, I don't know, it feels a little bit like an excuse, like a way out, like saying, justifying, of course this is hard and it's supposed to be hard for me and there's no way to make it easier because I'm just a beginner at this. But I think that at the end of the day, that's besides the point. I mean, it's like life is fucking hard. Like a lot of shit is hard. And I feel like people just need to get over themselves. Like they need to get over the point of dwelling on why does this not come easy to me and shift their attention to how do I learn and grow? How do I enjoy this? And how do I move forward? What's the next best thing I can do versus focusing so much of their attention and energy on why is this so hard? Oh, it's so hard because I've never done this. It's so hard because I don't know how to do it. It's so hard because I'm not sure if I can do it. It's so hard. Like just focusing on and complaining and justifying whatever challenges you have with that things are hard or that you are new to them. I don't know. It just it feels to me like
it you're really focused. Bothers you, doesn't it?
It does bother me. I was shouting at somebody the other day, and it was like a family member, that life is fucking hard, right? That's why this emotion comes from that conversation. It ended up being a really good conversation, but basically I got annoyed by him telling me how hard something was. I was like, dude, just get over your fucking self. everything is hard. Like fucking everything that's worthwhile something, everything that's worth something is hard. You know what's easy? Dying. You know what's easy? Just sitting on your couch, watching television, not doing anything. And even that is hard. Like everything is hard. So choose your heart. Right. I read this the other day. Somebody was some fitness dude on Twitter was sharing a thing. It was like, you know what? Losing weight is hard. Maintaining weight is hard. Gaining weight is hard. Just choose your fucking heart. It's all hard.
Right? I like it. Choose your heart.
Choose That's your pretty heart. Good. It's all hard. And coming back to startups, I do feel there's a lot of complexity and there's it's a challenging thing to pick to want to do. It's to start a new business, in many cases, create a new business model, find new customers, create a team from nothing. Just you're creating a ton of things out of nothing. So that's hard, but that's like,
it doesn't help you to say it's hard, basically.
It doesn't like, help it doesn't, you to think
about that.
It doesn't
do you anything. And it doesn't, especially doesn't do you anything to tell someone else it's hard.
Yeah, it doesn't help to focus on that, right? Instead of focusing on that, you want to focus on why is this something worthwhile doing? Why is this something that's going to stimulate growth in my life? Why is this something that I chose to do, right? What's the reason behind this? Why am I somebody that might be able to pull this off? But you want to focus, remind yourself on the positives. And if I were talking to you instead of, you know, you give me advice instead of then wasting your time and mine and tell you, yeah, but Heaton, did you know that I'm really shitty at this or I've never done this before? I'd rather ask you another question. I'd rather listen to you a little bit longer and ask a few more questions and get some more inspiration, some more tactical knowledge, some more guidance than spending any time on telling you why this is hard for me or why I'm just a beginner at this. I remember once, going back to the hypnotist thing, watching a really famous hypnotist, and at the end of his like presentation or whatever, people could ask questions and like write them down on a piece of paper. So it would just take these Q&A session, but written down from people and answer them. And one question he got was, what was the hardest? He worked with a lot of people that had like psychological damage and like just mental health issues in hospitals and things like that. So somebody wrote the question, what was the hardest case you ever had to work with? And he was like, you know what? His answer was so brilliant because his point was, listen, this is an interesting question because this is not the way I think about things. When something is difficult, I'm not like getting frustrated by it. I'm not saying, oh, this patient is not ready to work with me. I'm not like, oh, this is a very severe case of blah, blah, blah. When something is hard, to me, this only means I need to be more flexible. Oh, here's a case where I can't do what I've done before and I need to approach this in a different way. So there's no real hard. It's just, is this a case where I have to be more flexible, where I have to be more creative, where I have to be challenged? Or is this a case that's less challenging to me and where I can use something that I've used before and I know that it'll work? And I love that answer of like not even thinking about patients or people's situation as hard or difficult or easy, but thinking of things as there's things I know how to do. And then there's situations where I have to rise to the occasion and do something new, learn something new, be more creative, be more flexible.
You know what? I really like the word flexible.
Yes.
Like that's the one. Like I just realized that's what it is. It's really just this idea that you have to be flexible. Like when you don't think of it as hard, just be like I gotta flex basically, right?
That's
I gotta like
yeah.
I gotta like use my muscle a little bit because that's the only way I'm gonna get this done.
It's interesting though, right? It's the when you get and then we talked about this before in terms of like attached versus dedicated, or the image that comes to my mind is when you get like when you tense up. Sometimes some things don't work the way you want them, and as a result, what you're doing is you're tensing up. You're getting more stubborn. You start hitting the head, you know, and try to get with the head through the wall.
Yeah.
Instead of looking with your eyes to find the door, you're just banging your head against the wall. You're like, oh, this wall is really hard. This wall is really hard. I'm all blooded up. This is really tough. It's like maybe if you just take a moment, you know, and approach this differently with more flexibility, you'll find that it's easy. Or that there. To me, here's the thing. To me, when something is hard, it means I'm doing it wrong. Like I'm approaching it the wrong way. I heard the Heroku founders many, many years ago speaking at a Y Combinator event. And one thing that they had said back then blew my mind. Because my paradigm of a startup was the only way, or success in general, was that I had to suffer to be successful, or I had to, it needed to be really, really hard for the success to be worthwhile. So that was kind of the mental mind frame I used. And then they were asked something, and their answer was really profound to me, which was, if something is hard, we instantly stop working on it. And they explained this model where they said, well, we have this approach that if something is really hard for us, it means that it's either the wrong time to work on it, we have the wrong approach, idea, strategy to solve this, or we are fundamentally the wrong people to work on this problem. And we have learned that when something is really hard and you just let it go and go, fuck it, that's not the right problem to work on right now, that later down the line, it turns out that it either was a problem we should have never worked on, so it was good that we stopped working on it, or that it was a problem that now with more resources, more knowledge, or with better timing is actually now easy to work on and fix. So, and I thought that was pretty profound.
Let me pause you there. So I like the advice, but I don't think people understand what they're saying without the nuances you described. Because it's too easy to say, oh, the second it gets hard, stop. That's what some people will hear when I've heard some people hear that, actually, with that advice. That's been my gripe with what they said. I like how you describe it, and I know what you mean by it, but like people take it as, oh, the second it gets hard, let's stop. And like, you know, I just talk to some people from Heroku. And their culture was very, very different as a result of probably this. And I'm not sure if that's good or bad. So there's a bunch of nuances that I don't think people understand about like, no, it's not that it's hard and then you quit, or you feel like it's hard, so you quit, right? Because those nuances of the reasons to quit, that's where the gold is, in my opinion, right? It's more of like, to me, it's a decision-making framework of when to quit. It's not about hard.
Yes. So let's talk about that. When do you know to persist versus to quit? And I think there's a whole episode of us talking about this, but let's really just quickly touch on that.
I think it's the hardest question in a startup is when to stop something, right? Like whatever it is you're doing, an initiative, kill a feature, you know, or even earlier on, like, should I even start this company, right? Or like, should I stop running this company? Should I stop doing this? One of the things is like, and this is from like, this is really interesting, but if somebody has a business and it's a startup, right? And they get this idea in their heads that they're done, they're usually like most of the time, I almost want to say all the time, just done. They're already done. And it's really weird. It's not like someone says, oh, I'm done. You know, I mean, like you can sense it, right? Like if they just say certain things and you're like, hey, you're done. Like I've heard things like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go another 6 months, see if this and this works out, and I'll shut it down then. Like I heard this last night, and like, oh man, I wish I recorded what I said to that gentleman last night. And it was like at midnight after just pretty bad day. But anyways, he got the best of it, and man, like it set me off because it's just the wrong attitude, right? It's just like, hey, I know you're done. I don't know why you're trying to like keep it alive.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I truly encourage people to go back and listen to the episode on like when to quit. I think that for me, the framework that I've been using is, and it's very similar to what you're describing, is, you know, when you work on something like a startup, you're always going to have fleeting moments of doubt, right? That's totally fine.
Right.
But when I say no matter how hard things are, no matter how difficult things are, as long as you just have fleeting moments of doubt, but at the core, you still completely are committed to it and passionate about it, keep going and try to find a new way to approach this and to make this a success. The moment the fleeting moments of doubt become fleeting moments of dedication and belief, and the majority of your day is actually doubt, you have to stop. You just have to stop. Because at the end of the day,
something's wrong. You need to step back. That's
you
need correct. To.
The most precious,
that's right.
The most precious resource in a startup is human emotion. It's like your passion, your determination, your creativity, your hunger, your energy, your human emotion is going to be the most precious resource. Startups are not that resource rich, so they rely on human resources to make things work. Once you drain out of that, once you are not passionate, not creative, not you know, completely dedicated to it, you're usually done, right? So then it's just stupid to carry on and you're like one of these zombie startups. And I was a zombie startup for 5 years. Five fucking years. I didn't quit, although I was already kind of – I ran out of steam. But I just tried to force it. And it didn't do me any good. Like it didn't really help in any way. So that's kind of my framework today. As long as you're still in it to win it and you still believe, even if things are hard, keep going. The moment you're just playing to play, you're not playing to win anymore, and you're – most of your day you feel drained, you feel depressed, you feel in doubt, that's the moment to stop and reevaluate what you want to do. Let's maybe turn this a bit positive for the last few minutes of the episode. You know, we talked about hard a little bit, like why startups are hard a little bit, but then we also talked about like, you know, how we think about people thinking about things being hard and difficult and all that. Let's talk about how to cope with it. Like everybody's going to have moments, and I do have moments where I feel like something is challenging or something is hard, and I don't instantly enjoy that feeling, right? So I don't want to pretend that everything always feels easy or that every time something feels hard to me, I'm still super happy. I still have moments where I'm challenged and where I don't gracefully rise up to the challenge instantly, and I struggle a little bit until I find my way. So, what has been your best strategies, your best coping mechanisms to deal with the moments that were really hard? What is the advice that you give to people on how to make a startup less hard, make it easier on them?
Yeah, I actually think this boils down a lot down to personality, because you hear a lot of advice about stress, but it's basically stress advice for founders is what it ends up being. Right? Like, it's just how great is the stress? What degree of stress are you having? For me, like, probably the last few days, 3-4 days, for a whole bunch of reasons, has been like, probably like eight, seven, eight. I'd say almost an eight. And now I'm back. I'm probably back to baseline, whatever that is. Let's say five as a level of stress. You know, if one or zero being like when you're meditating or something. But like, yeah, I, not that I meditate deliberately, but for me, like I just went through this and I think I'm over it. And I just got hit with what I call grenades. So I got three grenades across two companies all at once. And grenades are things that just like someone drops them and then walks away. And then you're left dealing with it and the person's gone kind of thing. Those kind of grenades. And so those are always fun to deal with. I've dealt with them a lot. And the level of damage is what I mean by the stress level, basically. So the way I deal with it is I actually try to synthesize and process as fast as I can the situation. And that's one, like, you know, figure out like what's going on, what do I need to do, who can help me get it done, who can I talk to, right, on the team, not on the team, get some advice and like really synthesize the situation down. I usually don't talk to a lot of people, but I talk to the right people. Some people like to talk to a lot of people in situations where they need advice or need to get something done. I tend to talk to fewer people and spend more time thinking myself. Like at that point, if I'm meeting with you for whatever reason that has nothing to do with that and you try to talk about that thing, I'm probably going to shut you down because I'm still processing and I don't want to talk about it with anybody except who I want to talk about it with. And that's because I'm trying to not take what I would believe would take like weeks to solve, and I'm trying to solve that problem within hours or days. But that's what I'm optimizing for when it's really bad and when like I personally feel like, fuck, this is hard.
I love, and we've talked about this before as well, taking the time to confront the issue. And in your case, it's not about like going to everybody and talking to lots of people about it.
Well, it's talking to the right people. And for me, if it's really bad, I have to do that because I have to make sure what I'm thinking is sane. Because it's too easy to go what I call insane at that point. Right. And you have to check yourself. Like I actually, before I talked to you, I was talking to my co-founder this morning and the whole thing was a check. I was just checking like, okay, here's what happened. I was reviewing, checking, just giving him an update. He was actually traveling and I didn't need his help on this problem, but I needed his validation. And I told him what's going to happen and what we're going to do. And these were two problems at two companies. He's involved in both of them. And I just did it and it worked. You know, it worked in the sense of like, I feel very good right now. I'm not feeling like it's hard. And, you know, the situation is basically handled enough, even though there's lots of work to still do.
Yeah, I love that. I do something very similar with my co-founder where whenever if we ever get like really like it happens very rarely that either myself or him get really emotional or pissed at somebody about something. But whenever that happens and we are about to do something stupid as kind of an emotional response, we run it by the other person first.
because we know the other person
is going to stop us, right? So it's I'm laughing.
We do that too.
So it's like what happened like just a few days ago was like he sent me a little email exchange with somebody. And he was like, this is the response I'm about to send. Please tell me did not. And I just read it and responded with a smiley and was like, just archive the last email the guy sent you and just let it go. And he's like, I love you. I needed to hear it. Okay, I'm archiving this. I'm moving on with my day. It's like these little moments where you know you're being irrational. You know you're doing something stupid and you just need somebody you fully trust to stop you. So you just go to that person as kind of a sanity check. Okay, so you know, I think that I love that approach in terms of like taking the time to think about it, taking the time to talk to the right type of people, process it, run a sanity check, and then going for it.
Basically, I call it suckage. I'm trying to reduce the amount of time I feel suckage, like where I just feel like I suck.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, dude, when things are bad and you cause them, because this is like usually the worst things are the ones that you really believe you could have prevented, right? Those are the ones that at least destroy me. And it's just like, I feel so much suckage and I'm trying to reduce the amount of time of suckage.
Yeah.
Because you're not operating at your best when you think you suck.
Yeah, you're operating at your worst when you think you suck. All right. So with that being said, let me go back to something that is, I think, at the points of the heart of this problem. It's something that I speak a lot about, and often when people ask me about very challenging situations and how to solve them, is that I tell them my advice is typically on all subjects that are difficult is the same advice I would give to people when they ask me, you know, how to lose weight or how to live a healthy and fit life. Eat broccoli and work out, motherfucker, right? I mean, it's like, it's the basics. I think the equivalent for startups is realizing that business is actually not that hard or not that complicated. So, right, you creating a service or product and then people give you money for it. What makes it complicated is humans, right? It's our emotions. It's the customer's fears. It's the doubts. It's the co-founders. It's the jealousy. It's the, I need to, you know, be the, whatever, my ego. I need to be validated when I come up with this idea. Whatever it is, it's those things that make things complicated, quote unquote. But business itself is simple.
Can I interject for a sec?
Yeah.
So, I was in a conversation yesterday, a 2-hour one, which is, I don't want to say not normal, but not a 2-hour suckage one, but that's not normal. And we were talking, and the instant like I said, hey, let's just focus on the business problem, and then I laid it out. Everybody like we were good, you know what I mean? So I love that you said that because it just boils down to fundamentally all this stuff is just a business problem. If you just take everything else out of it, and if you start there and then solve the problem, you're always better off.
Yeah, I mean, maybe another way of saying it is try to step back and see the simple, like break it down to something that is simple again, right? What are we really talking about? What is the
back
core
to basics.
Of the issues? Back to basics. Oh, this person has money and we want their money and we want to give them this product and they don't want to give us the money. All right. So what can we do to fix this problem? Like just coming back to really basic things and not overcomplicate things in our own minds with our own emotions and not also get distracted by all the little details that create noise and the impression that things are a lot more complicated than they truly are. Because if you step back enough, you can separate the signal from the noise and realize, oh, this is actually, there's not that much going on. It's actually just this one big thing that's going on. And we can address that, right? All right. I think that that's more than enough on the, you know, startups are hard and how do you deal with it episode. We'd love to hear people's thoughts. We're going to post this on the Facebook group. If you're not already part of it, make sure to go to thestartupchat.com/FB for Facebook and join the Facebook group there where we share a ton of resources around startups and entrepreneurship. And we'll hear you very soon.